Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. It's award season and people are continuously talking about the Barbie movie. I believe that it's going to be legendary status for a while. It's going to probably be considered a classic. And I reviewed the movie previously. I was maybe a little harsh on it. My feelings kind of changed about it. I don't know if the culture, the pop culture, kind of got to me and said, hey, this movie's not so bad, since it's like a hit movie and it has broken records and women are behind it. So it's got a lot of good positives there. But I just want to focus on I Am Knuff. I Am Knuff. Because it's odd, when I go back and think about the movie, I can relate more to Ken. I don't feel like the super independent Barbie girl with all the possibilities. And, you know, in a way, I think I should be, and I should feel that way, and all women and girls should feel that way. And I think actually all people should feel that way, just to have the mindset that you can do anything and anything is possible. But I do feel like I need someone, and I need that connection, that romantic connection, a partner, and that's kind of what Ken was feeling. But Barbie was just into her career, into her greatness of just being Barbie, and into her friends. And it does, you know, it reflects the actuality of when you are a kid and you're playing with your Barbies, and most little girls like other little girls and have fun and play with them. They do not like the boys. And it was kind of the similar vibe of, you know, when you're a kid and growing up and like that. But even the deeper perspective of that is that sometimes that's what the world does, and maybe men may feel a little bit left outside because women are celebrated so much and we can do all these things without men and all of that. So that kind of was a reflection on some real world things that are happening and has been happening for a little while. We might be kind of at the peak at this point, but you know, we still know that women are outnumbered and outranked and not financially given what they deserve. All of these things in society, we definitely deserve to be boosted, but we should not forget our better half and our partners and the person that God has ordained for us to be in our lives and technically to be our leader if you look at the Word of God. But sometimes, you know, I can relate to Ken. I'm just not feeling like I'm Knuff. If you saw I think that was a shirt he wore in the movie. Ryan Gosling won an award for that song, best song, in one of the award shows. Kudos to him. To me, the song numbers were a little bit long and draining to me and kind of overdone to me. So that was one of my gripes with the movie. But yeah. Sometimes, if ladies, if you're feeling that way as a single Christian girl, that you're not enough or you're not enough, and you're feeling you want that partner and you want the attention of Barbie, and said we're gonna change roles for myself because I'm a woman, but in the movie he wanted the attention of Barbie, but then he kind of found his own footing and realized, you know, actually I could be the lead, I can be in control. Things kind of went haywire, but at the end of the day, it's all about coming together, partnership, love, family. You know, that's what God wants us to do. And I think he wants us all to feel like we're enough and we all matter in the situation. And that's kind of how they ended things, because, you know, Barbie kind of had a heart to heart with him on that. But she went into the real world and kind of tried to be the real Barbie in real life, and not just this figure that people see or kids see, and even adults. You know, Barbie is a figure that is larger than life, and even adults can relate, especially those that have grown up playing with the toy. So I think that's another reason why the movie was such a hit as well, because Barbie is an iconic character as it is. But we don't always feel like Barbie, that's another point, and we don't have to. America Ferrera's character talks about basically just trying to be every woman and do everything and be all this of that, and it's hard to do that, and it's hard to be that, and it's unrealistic in some ways as well. And sometimes we can push ourselves harder than we need to. There needs to be a balance, and that's why I also believe, again, partnership is good, and that's why God put the man and the woman together. And I accept the man as being lead. I accept myself as the woman to follow, but also to be in my own greatness. I'm not just a follower, but I am great. I am independent. I do have a great path that I'm leading in my life as well. And it's not just based on the man, and the man's path is not just based on the woman, but we have our own paths that come together and submerge or emerge into this beautiful oneness that I think God wants for us. And I know some of us single Christian girls are wanting that and seeking that, and I'm praying for that for you. But you know, I can see even the perspective of Ken, and probably the perspective of some men in this world, and I feel that too. It's nothing wrong with wanting to feel wanted and accepted and beautiful and be with the person that feels like your person. And it's no shame in those feelings. So feel that and be that. And that's a part of your personality, and you don't have to be ashamed of that. But we also know that we are great and wonderful beings alone as women ourselves, and it's a good thing, it's a blessing. But sometimes you gotta be reminded, I am enough, and it's okay for the heart to want what it wants. But God has great plans for you. He has great plans for us. Keeping you in my heart, keeping my prayers. All love to you, to all my single Christian girls, to all my ladies in general. God bless you. If you ever want to connect with me, you can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Just a quick drop in, drop through, a quick take during this award season. Thanks, guys. All the best. This is Irene. God bless.